A publicly run childcare system is the only common sense solution to the childcare crisis currently engulfing the country. That's according to the National Women's Council. At the moment, childcare is provided by around 4,600 privately run services, with more than 90% of them getting government funding intended to help cover their costs. But a number of private providers have now decided to pull some or all of their services from the government-backed core funding scheme and instead increase the fees they charge to parents. Helen McGoldrick has been running a preschool service called Kidstart in Lucan and for the past 22 years. In June, she decided to close up shop for good. Among the reasons was a hugely increased workload after signing up to government core funding. It resulted in a financial boost to the business of just €35 per year. She's been speaking to our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
Probably the introduction of core funding was the beginning of the end. The difference that it made to my setting financially was an extra €35 a year. For €35 between the two sessions, between all the children I had, that was the bottom line that was going to mean to my service. That, to me, was an insult. The workload increased immensely. I just didn't have my summer's work completely gone in preparing for the new year. The usual things that we did in having children come in and view the setting and try and integrate them gradually before we actually started to get them familiar with the setting and with myself. I would finish with the children at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would spend about 4 hours every night with paperwork and plus weekends, and I just my head never got any headspace for it. I finished and closed my service. I now am unemployed. I have no idea what I'm going to continue to do. I do need to get employment, but I have no idea what I'm going to do. But I know whatever I do will give me a better work-life balance than what I had.
Is there any way you could be coaxed back?
No, I had a waiting list for the next 3 years, so I had no problem filling my seats. But no, I've seen too many people being burnt out, and I wasn't going to continue to a stage where I was burnt out. I thoroughly enjoyed working with the children. I enjoyed working with the parents, but my work-life balance just was taking the hit.
At Helen McGoldrick with our reporter, Ethna Dodd. Eilish Balf is with us now. She's National Women's Council Care Officer. Eilish Balf, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Explain what you mean by a public-funded model.
So, what the National Women's Council envisage as a public-funded model is state-run. And it would be very much like our primary school system, where, every child that needs a place would be guaranteed a place. Now, we know this isn't an overnight solution. We know this is going to take planning, but we see it as a solution, the only sustainable solution in the long term for the future of the early years sector. The early years sector goes from budget to budget. So, providers like Helen there are constantly year to year, September to August. And what we're finding is, parents are living in that situation where they don't know if the room that their child is in is going to remain open, if the service is going to remain open, or if their fees are going to increase like we're seeing this summer. So we just need a long-term solution to the childcare crisis that we're seeing at the moment.
So what would happen to the over 4,000 privately run services that exist now then?
So we envisage that, this is going to take, it is going to be incremental steps. So what we're asking government is to, pilot a private scheme, but along continue support for private provision. So there is no cliff edge for parents or children or providers.
Would they take overtake them?
At the moment within the sector, you have 24% that are community services. So they're not for profit. Now, they are run very much like a business. So we would envisage that would, continue to grow as naturally there's a retirement of some private providers out of the sector.
How much would all this cost?
Well, there is 1.1 billion going into what we see is a broken system at the moment. Now, we would like to see the costs really as an investment. So, the dividends that it yields back in wages and especially women's equality, pension, children's well-being, it would be a public investment for the public good.
How much?
That's not for me to say. You know, as I said, there's 1.1 billion going in at the moment, and you know, it's going into a very broken system. So it would be incremental steps. You know, over the years there would be more investment into it. But the dividends, as I said, as it's coming back, would be better. Women would be able to work. You know, there would be no pension. You know, once if women have to leave work, you know, to raise children, and some of them make that decision that they will do that, but they are taking time out. It causes problems in, you know, the wage gap that we have between men and women, and their pensions as well. And now we have women who have taken time out to raise their children, and they're wondering, how do I even get back into the workforce? So with a public model, we, you know, it wouldn't be just for labour activation. It would be for women to continue education, to continue within like sports and arts, and just participate in society. So the well-being of that would be yielding back that investment.
The Department of Children say that core funding represents a big increase in investment for the sector, with €259 million funding paid directly to services in the first year of the scheme, rising to €287 million in the second year, and that core funding will increase again in the third year to €331 million. They say approximately 95% of providers signed up to core funding in each year it's operated, that over 3,000 providers have either started or submitted their core funding application. And they say that over the course of the entire second programme year to date, just 20 services have withdrawn from core funding. What are you hearing of childcare providers pulling out of the government scheme?
So we've been contacted by a lot of parents this month, especially to say that they have received letters from their providers to say that they may pull out of core funding, or they are pulling out of core funding. And unfortunately, because the providers are sending back that core funding scheme money, and they are increasing their fees between 20 and 40%. So many parents are going to have to make tough decisions about whether to pay those fee increases or whether to just come out of childcare and take their children out of childcare. So that's what we're finding at the moment. But again, it's that volatile situation that happens, you know, most summers now with childcare, because their budget does go from September to August, and we find those providers starting the summer to start making those decisions. And it is a volatile situation. So we need a sustainable situation where, you know, parents just know that they have their childcare place if they need it.
Because they point out that for those who are staying in the scheme, an upper limit of €33.30 has been placed on any approved fee increase, and that most increases, this is within the core funding scheme, will be less than that.
So, you know, there is private providers who have applied for that increase. So, you know, we had a situation in budget last year where Minister O'Gorman said that, you know, there would be an increase in the National Childcare Scheme from €1.40 to €2.14 for parents. But that wasn't coming in January. That was coming in this September. So parents had to wait a full year for it. But now they're being told they mightn't get that increase in the National Childcare Scheme because providers are allowed being put up their fees.
That's Eilish Balfe from the National Women's Council, their care officer. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.